Welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kesar with today's very special guest all the way from the UK, Irene Ray. Welcome.
Hi. All right.
How are you?
Quite excited to be here, so yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm feeling quite good.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I've been listening to your record since I found you online, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about social media and how you kind of expand your audience and how you deal with all of that stuff, being a working musician in this digital world.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's instrumental, isn't it? It really is. I mean, before, gosh, when I first started, which is just over 10 years ago now, it just wasn't there. And then I took an extended break for the last four, nearly 5 years. I mean, that's a shame to admit that. And I'm just coming back now. And it's so, so different having Twitter and Facebook. I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing tool. And it's just a way to meet people we'd have never met without Twitter, you know, or Facebook. It's, yeah. What can you do without it?
It's true. I was thinking the same thing. Like, how would you even... I mean, I've been a music fan my whole life, and I never dreamed of reaching out to musicians that I admire, let alone talk to them. You know, so what it's afforded me just doing this podcast has been tremendous. I mean, back in the old days, you would maybe have an address on the back of the record, and, you know, a fan mail address maybe if you were lucky, and you would send it, but you would never expect anything back. And now you can see somebody online.
Maximum
ahead.
Maximum you'd ever get back is like a signed photograph that's probably printed anyway.
That's right. If you were lucky. If you were lucky, yeah. And now it's just a matter of kind of looking through your news feed in Facebook and seeing something interesting. Like, I think what drew me to you, I saw that you have the Kickstarter campaign going, and I know it's winding down, but whenever I see that, I think, you know, whoever it is, I think, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what they have going, you know, that they have an audience and the audience is going to fund it, you know, crowdfunding and all that stuff. And let me see what it's all about. And that's what kind of prompted me to dig into you and then just ask you if you'd be interested in joining. But it's really a totally different world than it used to be.
Oh, it is, definitely. And I mean, my eyes are fully open now to the whole crowdfunding thing, as you just mentioned there, because I mean, that was a little bit, I guess, like 80-year-olds must have felt when VHS came out. What the hell is this? And I saw crowdfunding, and I thought, you get people that like your music to pay for things before? What's all this
sight
about?
Unseen.
No, surely you don't.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Normally, you know, you bankrupt yourself, then you go out playing, and you try to force a CD on them as they're drunk. Come on, please take it. So I think it's brilliant. I tried it as a test, really, to see. Well, you know, to be completely honest, I tried it as a confidence boost because I had such a long time out.
Yeah.
And I thought, is this really a good idea to go back to it? If I'm completely honest, and I thought, well, one way to find out is by doing that and seeing what happens. And yeah, it's really. Well, not only has it provided the funding now for me to create an EP, but it's also given me that confidence that when I do a launch, that hopefully there'll be more than three men and a dog there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You already have the audience there, and I'm glad they stuck around for you. I mean, taking time off in this day and age where things move so quickly and people's attention spans sometimes are a little bit shorter than they used to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember being a kid, you would wait sometimes a year or two between albums of your favorite band.
Yeah.
And you didn't think anything of it. But now, if I don't see a new single tomorrow, who else is out there? That's what seems to be
exactly
what a lot of people do.
It's a very throwaway society now. And that was definitely the back of my mind the whole time. And it did stop me. You know, the last couple of years, I've revisited the thought of writing again. And I have been writing and thinking, oh, I'll get back out there. And I thought, no one's going to be bothered. Forget it. You move on.
Yeah.
You know, give up. Give up the old girl. But it's,
well, let's talk about the early days. Let's start maybe with where you've been. Where did you grow up? And has music always been a big part of your life?
Yeah, it has. I mean, I always remember when I was younger singing along to Motown CDs.
Nice.
That my mum and dad would always play. Well, not CDs, sorry, tapes. My mum and dad would play in our old Cortina that we used to have and go backwards and forwards on holiday. So I always loved singing. Never really anything in my mind, to be honest. All I wanted to be was a mermaid when I was younger.
So,
you know, I kind of wanted that dream till I was nine, and then I sat there in the bath after watching Splash, and I was thinking, change! Come on!